Let's talk about the Jyotish texts. So one of the most prominent texts is Brihadparashara Hora Shastra. This was written by the sage Maharshi Parashara, who was the father of Vyasadeva, the compiler of the Vedas. This is one of the most influential texts. It is the most referenced text and it has many translations. I mostly go by Brihadparashara Hora Shastra, and there are some things that are in other texts as well. This is the main text. There is also Jaimini Sutra. There are only four chapters remaining from Jaimini Sutra. And then, of course, as mentioned, there are different divisions of Jyotish. So there's Surya Siddhanta, which is astronomy, and then there is Hora and Samhita, as mentioned before. Hora includes the Jataka, or natal astrology. Jataka means the one who is born. So literally, it is natal astrology. Astrology related to your birth also can indicate longevity or ayu. So why is Jatak astrology important? What's the meaning of Jatak astrology? So this is about karma. When you are born, you come into birth, you take your birth at a particular time. This is not just a coincidence. It has come about through, you know, as we mentioned before, think of the analogy of the football. Someone has kicked the football. There's a very complicated arc with the spinning and the ball's own desire to move in a particular direction and its contact with a particular kicker. And suddenly we see it burst through a curtain and it's moving in a certain direction. The time that it bursts through the curtain is not a coincidence. It's like a sign that is being given to us. We can understand something about where it came from, and we can understand something about where it is actually mostly going. When we are born, the positions of the planets give us a lot of information. It is like, imagine that you have a system of mathematics. Now, when people hear mathematics, they think of mathematics as, oh yes, arithmetic, the stuff I had to do in school, long division, analytic geometry and calculus. That's not really what mathematics is. Mathematics is about using the language of numbers to describe things in a conceptual way. And the position of the planets in the Kundalini, in the birth chart, tells us an immense amount about our karma, about where we're coming from and where we are tending to go in life. Let's talk about the Jyotish texts. So one of the most prominent texts is Brihadparashara Hora Shastra. This was written by the sage Maharshi Parashara, who was the father of Vyasadeva, the compiler of the Vedas. This is one of the most influential texts. It is the most referenced text and it has many translations. I mostly go by Brihadparashara Hora Shastra, and there are some things that are in other texts as well. This is the main text. There is also Jaimini Sutra. There are only four chapters remaining from Jaimini Sutra. And then, of course, as mentioned, there are different divisions of Jyotish. So there's Surya Siddhanta, which is astronomy, and then there is Hora and Samhita, as mentioned before. Hora includes the Jataka, or natal astrology. Jataka means the one who is born. So literally, it is natal astrology. Astrology related to your birth also can indicate longevity or ayu. So why is Jatak astrology important? What's the meaning of Jatak astrology? So this is about karma. When you are born, you come into birth, you take your birth at a particular time. This is not just a coincidence. It has come about through, you know, as we mentioned before, think of the analogy of the football. Someone has kicked the football. There's a very complicated arc with the spinning and the ball's own desire to move in a particular direction and its contact with a particular kicker. And suddenly we see it burst through a curtain and it's moving in a certain direction. The time that it bursts through the curtain is not a coincidence. It's like a sign that is being given to us. We can understand something about where it came from, and we can understand something about where it is actually mostly going. When we are born, the positions of the planets give us a lot of information. It is like, imagine that you have a system of mathematics. Now, when people hear mathematics, they think of mathematics as, oh yes, arithmetic, the stuff I had to do in school, long division, analytic geometry and calculus. That's not really what mathematics is. Mathematics is about using the language of numbers to describe things in a conceptual way. And the position of the planets in the Kundalini, in the birth chart, tells us an immense amount about our karma, about where we're coming from and where we are tending to go in life. The Jataka or birth chart tells us a lot about the karma, but it's in kind of a really densely coded language, which is the planets plus Rahu, seven planets plus Rahu and Ketu in different positions, in different houses that tell us a lot of different things. It is all about the effect of karma. Karma phala vipaka kala vidhana. It is the effect of karma based on times. So what is the history of Jyotish? So sage Vasishta was a Brahma Rishi, and he had the wife of his oldest son had a child who was chanting Vedas within the womb. Sage Parashara was the father of Vyasadeva, and the mother of Vyasadeva was Satyavati, and he was also the great-grandfather of the Kaurava and Pandava princes in the Mahabharata. Vedavyas was a great rishi. He was the seer who compiled all the Puranas and Vedas and Vedanta. So he had the ability to see time, it was said, in three phases, past, present, and future. There is an annual festival which takes place during the month of Shravana in the summertime called Guru Purnima. And this is dedicated to Vyasadeva and all gurus who represent Vyasadeva. Guru is said to be a representative of Vyasadeva. So again, what is the point of Jyotish? We are traversing through time and space. We have the force of karma. It is our own actions that are propelling us through. And we take birth and we die over and over again. We go through 8.4 million species. And in the human form of life, we have the ability to do things that can help to release us from the cycle of birth and death. It is only in the human form of life we have the opportunity to develop our higher consciousness. And we follow four purusharthas, dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. This is only in the human form of life. For animals, there is only eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. If humans, it is said that in human life, if the only thing we do is eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, we are no better than animals. Now, that's not an anti-animal thing to say. There's nothing wrong with animals. And in fact, strict adherence of Vedic culture will practice ahimsa. They will not kill animals unnecessarily at all. But if humans act no better than animals, we are not taking advantage of the gift of consciousness that has been given to us. Animals have feelings. Animals have desires. Animals form relationship. Animals defend themselves. But in human form of life, we ask questions like, why am I here? Why is there suffering in the world? What is the goal of life? What am I meant to do with this life? And that is, you know, we talk about these four purusharthas, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. These are all centered around these things which are unique to the human form of life. So our Janmapatra or Jataka or Kundali, this is something that helps us to know ourselves. It gives us insight into our tendencies, our patterns, our behaviors, our father, mother, our siblings, and our ancestral influences. That's really what it's all about. It gives us kind of a painting of life in broad brushstrokes. It gives you the general aim and trajectory of your destiny, your karma, which is created by your own past activities. It gives us an idea of the field of life that you may choose to exercise your free will, and it may also show you some of the choices that you might have. When we talk about free will, and there's even the suggestion of predestiny, keep in mind that we're talking about that which has been created by your own past activities. We also can see what our current actions and tendencies may lead us to. You know, it's a way of evaluating the things that we have going on and where that might take us. It also gives us a strength, weakness, opportunity, and threat analysis opportunity. What are some of the strengths that we might have? What are some of the potentials that we might be able to exercise? These are all things that can be considered in deep Jyotish consideration. Sometimes one might choose to change course or try to rectify things or try to look for a remedy. Sometimes people have an idea of Jyotish that, well, I will go to a Jyotishi and I can get some remedy to counteract this particular problem. No, it doesn't really work that way. Your karma works like this. Based on your past activities, you are destined to receive a certain amount of happiness and a certain amount of suffering. You get suffering based on past negative activities. You get happiness based on past positive activities. What you get to choose is you get to choose the form in which you receive your happiness and distress. Samhita is the division which talks about interpretation of dreams, auspicious and inauspicious signs, omens, movements of planets, etc. For example, it is said that if a pregnant woman views an eclipse, a lunar eclipse, then this will mark the child. There may be her child within her womb will get a particular type of marking, and it may be a visible marking. It may not be a visible marking, but it will also have an effect on the child as well. So as I mentioned, eclipses are considered inauspicious according to Jyotish. We avoid the light of the eclipse. We do not go to view the eclipse. We remain indoors during the eclipse. We keep the windows shut. And then after the eclipse, we will bathe. And we will also not eat anything during the eclipse. It is a way of avoiding the energy of the eclipse. Yeah, people will actually go on a pilgrimage to visit a holy place where they can bathe in holy water, like in a place where the Ganga River flows or the Yamuna River, or where there's a lake of holy water, simply because there is an eclipse coming. So the eclipse prediction is actually very important, not because we want to see the really cool eclipse event, but we want to wash ourselves after the eclipse, because the eclipse is giving an inauspicious light. It is the reduction of the life-giving qualities of the luminaries. And also the timing of eclipses is sometimes an indication of great calamity in the world. Other types of special events are also when there's a comet. Comets are also considered, the Sanskrit word is dhumaketu. Comets also are also sometimes considered to be indicators of possible inauspicious events.